Chapter 288. The Lion, Jupiter, and the Elephant. The lion wearied Jupiter with his frequent complaints. "Tis is true, O Jupiter," he said, "that I am gigantic in strength, handsome in shape, and powerful in attack. I have jaws well provided with teeth, and feet furnished with claws, and I lord it over all the beasts of the forest, and what a disgrace it is, that being such as I am, I should be frightened by the crowing of a cock." Jupiter replied, "Why do you blame me without a cause? I have given you all the attributes which I possess myself, and your courage never fails you except in this one instance." On hearing this, the lion groaned, and lamented very much, and, reproaching himself with his cowardice, wished that he might die. As these thoughts passed through his mind, he met an elephant, and came close to hold a conversation with him. After a time he observed that the elephant shook his ears very often, and he inquired what was the matter, and why his ears moved with such a tremor every now and then. Just at that moment a gnat settled on the head of the elephant, and he replied, "Do you see that little buzzing insect? If it enters my ear, my fate is sealed. I should die presently." The lion said, "Well, since so huge a beast is afraid of a tiny gnat, I will no more complain, nor wish myself dead. I find myself, even as I am, better off than the elephant." Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.